Hoosiers have a little less than a week, through April 21st, to apply to vote by mail in the May primary election. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports voters who apply online for a vote-by-mail ballot will see something a little different this time.
There are about a dozen reasons you're allowed to vote by mail in Indiana. That includes if you're age 65 or older, or if you're unable to vote in person on Election Day. If you apply for an absentee ballot application online, you must now enter your driver's license number or the last four digits of your Social Security number. Lawmakers had debated that requirement for a couple years before passing it this session. The problem was, if you had registered to vote with one of those numbers, but entered the other on your application, it would be rejected even though you are who you say you are. Secretary of State Holly Sullivan says that issue has been fixed.
So if you put your driver's license number, but you registered with your Social Security number, it will prompt you that you need to use a different credential to get there.
The reverse of that is also true. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.